Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Vinny and Hades with
brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Hady, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Hart, everybody. You want to jam out to the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, send a song request to Nolan McGraw over there. He is waiting for you, and we'll make it happen. Got Vinny's Keys coming up around 11:45. Keith Cavanaugh previews Maryland Marquette, Maryland Rutgers. We got football and basketball coming your way. Speaking of basketball, NBA last night, only one game. Utah beat Dallas 115-113. Quiet night there because the NFL is on Amazon doing what they got to do. Wizards tonight in Atlanta. It's the NBA Cup. Wizards are 2-8. Their two wins, you guessed it, against Atlanta. Jordan Poole leads Washington in scoring, 22.2 points per game. Bob Carrington out of Baltimore is having a fine start to his NBA career, so we'll keep you up to date on all the NBA action when we reconvene on Monday. NHL last night. Well, the Winnipeg Jets, they are human after all. They lost 4-1 to Tampa, but still 15-2 on the season.
Yeah, and they finished the season with 8 straight wins. So yeah, they've been on a heater. I mean, you're going to eventually, you know, get tired or be flat or something, and they were. But give them a ton of credit.
Capitals tonight at Colorado. Caps 10-4-1. Colorado's 9-8, but they've won 3 in a row.
Colorado's got some of the most talented players in the league, you know. So that's going to be a tough one for the Caps. They're going to have a tough schedule coming up. West Coast trip.
As we talked about earlier, boxing tonight at Jerry's World, Dallas. It's on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, it's free. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. 8 2-minute rounds, 14-ounce gloves. There are other fights on said card. So there is real boxing. For instance, Mario Barrios takes on Abel Ramos for the WBC Welterweight Championship. Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano for the Undisputed Women's Junior Welterweight title and a couple of other fights as well. Bruce Carrington, he's an upcoming fighter of great repute. So there is boxing leading into the main event, but we'll see. Intrigue for sure watching that one. Local college hoops on the men's side, UMBC beat Coppin 92-67. Rough start for Larry Stewart in the Eagles there. Winners last night. Top 25 tonight outside of Marquette, Maryland. Alabama's at number 13, Purdue. Number 21, Ohio State is at number 23, Texas A&M. And number 9, Arizona is at Wisconsin, which is never an easy place to play. Whip around video at 81.057 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. This day in sports history, only one thing for you today. It's November the 15th. How about this? Don't get in here. 8 years ago. Down in D.C., Maryland, taking on Georgetown. Terps down 9. 2 minutes left in the game. And then Maryland, led by Melo Trimble, comes from behind to win said game. Melo finished with 22. Justin Jackson, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He had 17. But freshman guard Kevin Herter had 6 for the Maryland Terrapins. And I'm calling you a liar to your face. If you would have said, why, that was only the second game of his career, that here we are 8 years later, and Kevin Herter would be 6 years into his NBA career.
Oof.
Incredible. You knew he had talent watching that game and watching his first 2 years. But from there, a little skinny redhead, to where he is now, a multimillionaire, and playing well as of late for the Kings, mind-boggling for sure.
Even when he left or declared for the draft, it was one of those where you still maintained eligibility if he wanted to come back. I thought he was just testing the waters, and then he lit it up. He couldn't miss from three at the combine.
Yes,
and
he did.
They told him, hey, you're probably going to be a lottery pick at this point.
And then he blew up at the bubble NBA playoffs when Atlanta made that deep run. Got traded, and we get it for DeJounte Murray, three-way deal, et cetera, et cetera. But Kevin Herter, 8 years ago today, Maryland comes from behind to stun Georgetown. We'll come back. Get to Keith Kavanaugh. Speaking of the Terps, TerrapinTimes.com. Maryland Rutgers tomorrow in college football. Terps 5-point favorites. Rutgers wins. They're bowl eligible. Maryland needs 2 wins to get to that. And then Maryland Marquette tonight. We'll start with that. And then, of course, earlier in the week, Maryland basketball, Kevin Willard lost his prize recruit for next year's class. And who knows? We'll see. It's crazy. Recruiting. He signed.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere f***ing else.
I'll tell you what, there couldn't be a more appropriate song coming out of a break leading into a guest. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Other Side of the Glass, Hart, Featured Artist Friday. Joining us now from TerrapinTimes.com, talk hoops and football. He's our magic man. He's Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, what's up?
Oh, a lot of Terp magic right now. Football, basketball, recruiting. Quick hitter.
Yes.
Terps backup tight end LaRon Husband's just jumped in the portal this morning. Obviously a deep reserve. You'll see a lot more of that as you approach the December deadline to start visiting and such. So LaRon Husband's is on his way out. And sadly, as I texted you earlier this week, Hoops Haney, Marcus Jackson wasn't even on his way out. He never even made it here, and he's already decommitted their star, 4-star power forward, the gem of the men's basketball recruiting class so far. So he wants to open it back up, and then you hear Tennessee and Auburn are involved, so a lot of shake and bake, Ricky Bobby, I'm sure, there. But that's a tough blow. Baltimore kid, however, he's been at 4 high schools in 2.5 years, I think. Edmondson, John Marshall in Virginia, Compass Prep down in Arizona. And then last month, transferred to Word of God Academy in Raleigh. So, unfortunately, Terps lose one there. They still have Chris Jeffrey, the four-star point guard. But everyone else has signed already, so it'll have to be spring portal shopping for Coach Willard again.
Yeah, signing day was, what, 13th, if I'm not mistaken, Keith. But with Jackson leaving, is there a chance that Maryland could up the ante, if you will, to maybe entice him to come back home? Because he's buddies with Queen. They played on the summer circuit way back when, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is this you mentioned jumping into the portal for husbands to never return. Is Jackson a done deal, or is there still like a Lloyd Christmas one in a million sort of thing?
No, done, gone, sir. There's some other things, you know, orbiting around his universe. It's just not going to happen. So, it's weird. He visited Maryland before any other schools, committed immediately. And then when you see him jump so many high schools, it's too bad. So they'll go portal. He's always going to bring in a spring portal, save a ship. But the ladies did sign 2 4-stars, point guard Addie Mack and wing guard Rainey Wilson, both from Big Ten, heart of Big Ten land, Minnesota and Wisconsin, two guards. So the ladies had a nice class, 2 4-stars this week signed.
Well, Maryland tonight taking on Marquette, number 15 in the country. Similar styles and all of that good stuff. Marquette does have kind of a stud guy in Cam Jones, who's been through the rigors of the NCAA tournament. He's their leading scorer. But 3 games in for Maryland, Keith, 3 different leading scorers. Your assessment of the ball club heading into tonight's, air quotes, litmus test game.
Yeah, good. The good news with Marquette, Demarius Owens, their star freshman, is still out. But look, they're going to come out. Shock is very disciplined, runs a lot of sets, spaces the floor, a lot of cuts and screens, averaging 18 assists a game. So Maryland's defense has been spectacular. What, 60 forced turnovers in 3 games, averaging 11 steals a game, 19 turnovers a game. Their press, I mean, right now, we talk about this team in the preseason ad nauseum, but the balance, the depth, where you have 2 rotations now, the ability to go up-tempo, the ability to score at all 3 levels, the ability to have a different guy step up. Juju, 21 the other night. Obviously, Rice had 28, 26 in the first half, a few games before, and Queen had 20 in his opener. So every night, it's a different guy stepping up. But, we told you they had shooters and bucket getters, and they're, after that first game where they clanked a few, guys have been hitting all the shots where last year they weren't. And, you probably want to, they're playing a lot of 5-out right now, and you see Queen drifting at the 4 and the 3 and facing. I'd like to see him get down the blocks more. He's got a nice little jump hook and obviously soft hands and good feet. Try to work inside a little bit more. But you love the tempo, and they don't lose much when the second 5 comes in with Young, Rice, Kupari, Geronimo. So the team really starting to click. Number 15, Marquette tonight is going to be a challenge. Now, they cruised to their first 3 wins, had a little trouble with Central Michigan in the last game to hold on and win by 8. But should be jumping tonight in College Park. First big test, and obviously the next big test is Villanova, and that program is in free fall now. Hodge just got ruled ineligible. Neptune, everybody wants him out. The coach there, Hodge, remember Matt Hodge, former Terp recruit, he was just ruled ineligible for the year. So they got issues galore, as does Virginia, another future opponent here. But I like this team, and getting offense off of defense, going tempo, and having the numbers and depth to just keep rotating guys in. It's been great to see so far.
Yeah, what, Villanova lost to LaSalle, I believe, a couple of nights ago. But Derek Queen.
They lost to Columbia as well.
Yeah, Columbia. Maryland. Yeah. I mean, the high school team. But Derek Queen did not start the second half of the last game. What did Kevin Willard say about that reasoning? Not to make a big deal out of anything, but, I mean, it was somewhat noticeable. If you know what I'm saying.
Well, Juju had the hot hand, 8 of 12 from the floor, 5 of 5 from the free throw line.
It's unbelievable. Yes.
But I think Queen has been freelancing a little bit now. It's all relative. He's just a freshman. He's had a brilliant opener. He didn't have any rebounds that game. So, again, get him down closer to the basket. You got enough perimeter guys. I mean, Rodney Rice is looking like a thinner, taller, Mellow Trimble, just bucket getter one way or the other. The guy is killing it at mid-range, hitting the three ball. Then you got guys like Young come in and hit in a three ball. Gapari is more than they expected probably at this rate. So he's pushing for minutes down there on the blocks. Geronimo's your defensive stopper, your floor burn guy. So they're all getting it done. But this will be the next step up tonight. So we'll see.
Keith, what's your confidence level for Saturday with a victory
over
Rutgers?
Yeah, Rutgers, of course, unfortunately, is getting Menange back this week. Their running back, who already has 930 yards, and he missed the game. They just beat Minnesota. You know, former Minnesota quarterback Kalia Menakis is now at Rutgers, and all of a sudden, last three games, he's passed for over 250 yards a game and three touchdowns. So they're back in contention. Hot start. Offense really went south, but Kalia Menakis has caught fire. They're playing for their sixth win to get bowl eligible. Maryland's playing for probably their last winnable game of the year. Maryland has had Rutgers' number pretty much every year recently, with exception, guys, of when, remember when Ralph was OC for Rutgers for a year or two, and they came back here and skull-drudged the Terps.
Missed field goals, all sorts of drama at the end of that
game. So Rutgers got a little more going now after beating Minnesota. Getting their running back now. They're 5-4, 4-5. Maryland, 4-5, 1-5 in the league. Shockingly, the only win is over Southern Cal. Look at Miller Moss. He's already checking out. He wasn't the answer there for them at quarterback. But Terps got to, kudos for them for making the Oregon game competitive. Oregon clearly played down to Maryland. They were not the number one team in the country. And the secondary, I thought, collectively, with the exception of Perry Fisher, who still needs to learn how to turn when the ball is in the air, they took a step up. They kept Gabriel, at 180 yards, and their offense 100 yards below average. So they went out there and competed and didn't embarrass themselves at number one. But come back home here. Try to beat Rutgers, be competitive with Iowa here, then you finish the season up at Penn State. So it's going to be a tough chore to try to pull six wins, if not five. But they have had Rutgers' number of late. They have a pretty stout defensive front seven. So we'll see what the Terps. But Billy Edwards, he's got to get going again. He's had two picks in the last two games after only two picks in the first five games. So he's been a little scattershot, but obviously under pressure as the O-line gets more injury-riddled and worse each week.
Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, joins us every Friday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Keith, as always, appreciate the time, you barracuda, you.
There you go. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Thanks.
Yep. Keith Kavanaugh, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Vinny's keys to victory. It's Steelers week. Get in here at 410-583-1057. Your predictions for the game, your concerns. Lamar against this Pittsburgh defense. Are you scared? Say you're scared. I'm a little worried about Russell Wilson throwing against this Ravens secondary. Got to be honest with you. We'll do our picks later in the show. Maryland Marquette tonight. You can hear it on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient. We're moving on, and we're playing our ass off.
It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Steelers Friday. Football Friday. Got picks coming up later. There was a game last night we haven't even talked about yet. It's the Commanders fall short up in Philly. Eagles have now won, six games in a row as they're maintaining or actually taking control of the NFC East. Corbin Burns made the first team All-MLB team as one of the five starting pitchers, and rightfully so. Congratulations to him. We got Maryland football and basketball coming up this weekend. Just talked about that with Keith. Well, the Ravens in Pittsburgh, 3-point favorites, first place on the line. How does Baltimore get to the top of the AFC North standings? Keys.
All right, number one I got is keep them less than 80 rushing yards. And they're averaging 138. They're eighth best rushing team in the league. They want to run the ball. They're going to have two and three tight ends, and they're going to hand it off a bunch. But if the Ravens can control that and make them, reliant on Russell Wilson to throw the football, I like those odds then. Number two, secondary handle the deep balls. Now with Pickens, slants and goes, we've been talking about it all week. Keep him under 70 receiving yards. He's averaging 92 with Russell Wilson. and then, you know, make sure that you tackle him after. But keep, if they can keep Pickens under 70 and keep the rushing yards under 80, they're definitely going to win the game. Number three, get Wilson to move off the spot. And I think that's all on Matabike and Travis Jones. Because I think if they come inside, he's 5'10". You got a 6'4 and a 6'3 D lineman coming in, and they're pushing their guys back. He's going to move. And then that opens up Owe to chase things. And that seems like when he gets his sacks. Number four, wide receivers and tight ends. Ravens wide receivers must win one-on-one. Going to see a lot of man coverage. Joey Porter is going to grab you a lot. He's the most penalized DB in the league. And he's going to grab. And he likes to take the number one receiver. I think he'd have a really hard, because he's a bigger corner. I think he'd have a real hard time with Zay Flowers. Real hard time because of quickness and stuff. So I expect him to get a couple. If he's on Zay a lot, I think he'll be penalized a couple times. But they're going to play man coverage, probably a lot of man free. I think the Ravens can win that way. The tight ends, I think they'll have mismatches there. Next one, be the most physical team. I mean, you hear the players talk about it. I think Roquan talked about it. We got to be the most physical team. Because in these types of games, you win the upfront battles. With Ravens O-line versus their D-line, and then Ravens D-line versus their O-line. I like the matchups for the Ravens in both of those. Next one, be the best special teams. And Pittsburgh's got a really good one. And they've got an excellent kicker. Their punter, left-footed punter, has been doing well. Jalen Williams is a return guy for them. So they've got excellent special teams. Chris Horton's got his hands full. You know, Tucker, he's got to be excellent in this game. Next one, Lamar be Lamar, Derek be Derek. What do I mean by that? Lamar over 220 passing yards. Derek over and 50 rushing yards for Lamar, because these are the types of games Lamar's going to be running the football. Lamar's going to take off and run in this game. And then with Henry, 125 yards. And then last but not least, win a turnover battle, because I think that's the only way that they're going to lose. Don't give them, like last week, Washington dropped the punt, gave him a touchdown, basically. You know, I mean, not right then, but a couple plays later they did. You know, they just can't turn the football over. So I got eight keys, and I think they've – the one that scares me is the secondary handling the deep balls. I mean, that's the biggest one. Otherwise, everything else, Bob, I think they can do. That one's going to be the key one. The moon balls, he's going to throw 12, 14 of them.
When you're the worst team defensively in allowing big plays.
Yeah, and the worst pass defense.
Yeah, I mean, and they're with Pickens especially. Now Williams coming to the equation.
2'6", 4" receivers that are both good contested catch
guys. I think those are valid concerns. Nolan McGraw on the other side of the glass. We don't have time for a funhouse. We'll do that later in the show, maybe over the weekend, maybe next Monday. Who really knows? We're going with the flow. But what do you think about the matchup now as we're creeping closer and closer to kickoff here?
Well, I was leaning Pittsburgh yesterday. I'm probably still on that fence right now. There's still time left in the show. Still 2 hours here. I could be swayed one way or the other.
Well, financially, I'll give you $5 if you root for
the Raiders. What are your concerns?
Well, it's all defense. It's been all defense, and it's going to continue to be defense. I mean, I feel like every time I make a prediction, it's almost boring at this point that Lamar is going to play like an MVP. We expect that. Henry to keep doing what he's doing. The offense will be fine as long as they don't shoot themselves in the foot with a drop or unnecessary penalties, turnovers, of course. But, man, I mean, it doesn't matter what offense they're going up against. This Ravens defense can't stop them. They could face a Josh Allen. He'll make spectacular plays, but you almost expect that. A Joe Burrow will play well against him, but they'll let Gardner Minshew dice him up.
They'll let Jameis Winston was player of the week after playing.
He hasn't done anything since. That's going to continue to be his Super Bowl. Good for him. He's player of the week.
Well, the Raiders beat the Ravens, and then they got blown out at home the next week by Carolina with Andy Dalton. So, those are two missed. If the Ravens don't get the number one seed, and Sunday's game's going to have a lot to do with that. But all you're going to do is look back at the Raiders and the Browns. Those will be the two reasons why, I would think.
Well, unless Kansas City stays undefeated.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if they finish second to Pittsburgh.
Sure.
I mean, these are, you know, if the Ravens are going on the road in their first playoff game, look at yourselves in the mirror, man.
Yeah. Right. And it's not just this year. It seems like every year when it comes to the Ravens and Steelers, you kind of always think in the back of your head, all right, you're going to split. Or you'd like to split. Sweeping would be great. I think it's very rare in the history of the rivalry that a team sweeps. In their recent history, the Steelers have done it. But it just always feels like the Ravens and Steelers are always going to take one off of each other. So losing on the road, is that the end of the world? Not really. But it does put more pressure on you for that late season matchup.
Are you intrigued by the Jake Paul Mike Tyson tussle tonight? Free, well, Netflix isn't free, let's stress that, but it's free on Netflix.
Yeah, intrigued enough that I'll be watching. I think if this was a pay-per-view, I'll pass.
I don't think I'd pay for it.
I'd pass on that, and I know nothing about the undercard, so I have no intrigue there. To me, it's just, all right, is it going to be noticeable if someone's taking a dive?
That's
what I'm getting at.
By the time Marilyn and Marquette are done, you'll be going right into probably main event territory.
And timing-wise, that would work out great. But you mentioned the pay that the guys are getting earlier, the millions and millions of dollars.
40 crazy. And 20.
And hearing some of Tyson's build-up commentary, I'm sure he's playing the role. He's doing what he's supposed to do. But there was one interview where they were asking him, I think it was a kid. This clip's gone viral. There was a child interviewing him saying, hey, what would this mean for your legacy? It's already established, but to come back here at this age and win, and he's, I don't care about my legacy. That means nothing. This fight means nothing, essentially.
I'm like, what he said is he's nothing to his kids, but if I win this, this will show them that I am something.
I don't know. He sounded like he didn't care at all. But to me, it seems like it's just a cash grab.
He's lost more than $20 million. Just put it that way, Mike Tyson, because he's made bank over the years. I mean, he's been one of the more polarizing sports figures for almost 40 years now. That's how long Mike Tyson's been around.
And during buy or sell. But it should be noted, even at his age, Mike Tyson is one of the few people that actually has a boxing background that's faced Jake Paul.
Yeah, and he was in The Hangover. Let's not forget that, where he was brilliant in that movie. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. News from the Nest. You want to join us for that? Come on. 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls when we come back. Get you ready for the Steelers and Ravens. Count that weekend money, hopefully, at 12:15. Stat breakdown of the two teams. Ravens versus Pittsburgh. Steelers have won 4 in a row. 3-0 with Russell Wilson. Ravens trying to pick up win number 8 and get to the top of the AFC North. What are the numbers say about this matchup?
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.